Google, Palantir, Microsoft, Apple, Meta, X, Oracle, Amazon. What do all these companies have in common? Well, they're making a bag off the Palestinian genocide. These four companies, Google, Oracle, Amazon, and Microsoft, run data centers for the Israeli military, storing the massive amount of surveillance data they track Palestinians. It's the infrastructure for the genocide. They feed that data, stored in these data centers, providing the compute for Palantir's AI killing systems or algorithms that they've entered into a massive warfare deal with Israel for. It's allowed the systematic destruction of Palestinian civilization in Gaza. That's Palantir. They've netted hundreds of billions since entering this deal. They provide the means. Who provides the weapons? Well, of course, everyone knows this answer. It's the United States taxpayer. It's our war company. So add them in there too. On top of this, you have Google, X, and Meta all taking money from Israel, all taking money from Netanyahu's propaganda arm to push propaganda to Americans, denying the genocide, denying war crimes, denying mass starvation in Gaza. Most recently, DropSite News exposed Google and X, Google taking 45 mil, X taking 2 mil, from Netanyahu's office to deny mass starvation in Gaza. This started just days after Israel began cutting off all aid to the Gaza Strip for over 80 straight days. This is complicity at the top level. I didn't forget about Apple. Of course, they run their largest R&D center in Israel, complicit in apartheid and occupation. They also match employee donations to the IDF and groups linked to the IDF. They're funding war criminals. Let's take our attention away from Israel and look back home. Every single one of these companies are run by Zionists. Every single one of them. They've all donated to Trump because if they get in his good graces, Trump will let them do whatever they want. Trump loves letting billionaires do whatever they want. In fact, that's why only five companies control 90% of the US media market. It's true. That doesn't include social media, but we'll get to that in a second. Five companies. None of the US outlets are willing to call it a genocide or call out Israel's crimes. That's because their editorial boards are controlled by Zionists. This is not some conspiracy theory. It's factual. You cannot go to CNN, let alone any conservative site, but CNN, Reuters, Washington Post, New York Times, none of them are calling it genocide. They're all covering up. They're all playing the propaganda game for Israel. Now let's turn our attention to the social media, because that's not included in the 90%. We have the top three, the big three, Meta, X, and TikTok. And TikTok's an interesting case. But first of all, Meta, blacklist, pro-Palestinian activists. I'm blacklisted on Meta for my free speech criticizing Israel. They've also hired hundreds of ex-IDF soldiers from the intelligence unit, Unit 8200, to run their moderation team. That's why this is all happening. They put Zionists in charge of their free speech policy. That's similar to what TikTok has done. They got lobbied by the ADL. They were pressured by the US government, surely, by this bipartisan bill to ban TikTok because of its hosting anti-Israel content like mine, many other people. To hire an ex-IDF soldier and put her, Erica Mandel, in charge of their hate speech policy, which she changed, and those changes went into effect on September 13th. Since then, every single one of my videos criticizing Israel, making connections, talking about how literally what everything I'm talking about in this video, that's what has been getting pulled off the For You page or just getting banned out right now. The censorship is super ramped up, and they're trying to sell TikTok US to Larry Ellison, who is the CEO of Oracle, the one who runs the data centers. You know, Larry Ellison once offered Netanyahu a seat on the board of Oracle. Yeah, that's right. They're buds. They're like that. He's a Zionist MAGA billionaire, right? Whatever. And he's going to censor everyone once he owns it. So we got two things for TikTok. We covered Meta. X, Elon Musk, he banned his own chatbot, Grok, when it started telling people there was genocide in Gaza. He's disgusting, and you know, obviously he took the money from Israel to run propaganda ads. So that's just great. That covers about everything. Welcome to the United States of Israel, guys. Welcome to the United States of Israel. We haven't even touched on what our government has done under Biden. They arrested 3,200 student activists and professors who protested the genocide peacefully on college campuses, calling on their schools to divest their massive endowment funds worth billions from all these complicit companies I'm telling you about right now. But the schools wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do the right thing and stand with humanity. And, you know, there's a lot you can talk about under Biden. He conducted most of this genocide, oversaw the destruction of every single one of Gaza's hospitals. amongst other things, while lying about a ceasefire, even though he never pressured Israel for a ceasefire once. Now Trump, you know, he ramped it up even more, and they're talking about taking away U.S. citizens' passports if you criticize the state of Israel. They're deporting student activists like Mahmoud Khalil, who, you know, is pro-Palestinian. He stands in solidarity with them. That's why he's being deported, over his free speech, over his humanity. They're pulling funding from schools that allow anti-Israel or pro-Palestinian protests that are peaceful. They're pulling funding. Both parties were involved in passing that bill to ban TikTok, which has led us to where we are now with Larry Ellison. So, you know, we can blame both parties for that. Let's look at the parties a little more closely, though, and who funds them. AIPAC spend over $100 million. They're just one part of the massive pro-Israel lobby. They spent $100 million and elected into power a supermajority of Zionists into Congress. They supported a supermajority of Zionists in 2024 and got them elected. Almost every single one of them, except like two, I believe. That's why no one in government's going to say no to giving Israel as many weapons as they ask for. That's why they're going to do everything they want to suppress criticism of Israel, do all these things that I just described, enable these companies to make a bag off the Palestinian genocide. Why do only 20 of our 435 Congress members say it's genocide when half of American voters are saying it's genocide? And just look at the Democrat Party. What is it? 77% of their base says it's genocide. 92% of their base wants to stop sending weapons to Israel. And yet they can't even criticize Israel. The party won't stop weapons to Israel. They won't even vote on that policy on their platform. This is a pretty good picture, like the wide view of what's happening. You have all the billionaires aligned with Israel, whether they be Christian or Jewish Zionists. You have every single big tech company supporting Israel in some way, fueling the systems they're using to commit genocide, taking money for propaganda. You have all our media institutions doing the same thing and running cover for them. And you have all of our politicians as well. This isn't some conspiracy theory. This is real life. You have to admit that there might be a problem when you have 4.5% of Congress saying it's genocide while 50%+ of American voters are saying it's genocide. What's going on? We've lost our sovereignty. It's not a joke. It's not hyperbole. We go to war against Iran on Israel's behalf. We change our laws to prevent criticism of Israel. We're trying to ban boycotting Israel, to throw American citizens in jail. The DOJ has been given the power to denaturalize anyone they see fit, and explicitly those who are critical of the state of Israel. This is great. Trump also threatened to not do a deal with Canada because they're recognizing Palestine. We're sanctioning the international courts. We're threatening to pull out of the UN if they kick Israel out. Both of us on the left and right need to unite and rid Zionist influence out of America. This is insane. They don't care about what we think. They don't care about our interests or our human morals or the fact it's our tax dollars funding all of this. Every single one of these genocide profiteers must be held accountable. Our politicians, the companies, and the billionaires. You can support my work by clicking the link in my bio, which will let you subscribe to my Substack. Thank you, and free Palestine.